Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. We're all here. We're all sober. We're all in containment and in control.
That's right. We're cool,
calm, and collected.
With Jesus, yes.
And we're going to have a fabulous show. What an amazing show we have. We've got some incredible new topics that new Sheila, our Sheila 2.
Very holy.
Our brand new Sheila has done the research and
fought
for all of us with our different show notes.
I have no idea what they are, but we're just going to jump right in.
I haven't seen
mine
yet.
We trust her completely. She's still learning a few of the ropes, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to help her. Why? Because she's like she's still. So anyway, never mind. I don't want Sheila back.
Oh my goodness. It was too much of a mishigas. It was just ridiculous. It was so much. No hackers. We're never going back. To the past, isn't that right?
That is right, because the past is dead and gone.
That's right.
You know, I have this cool little mnemonic that I use to help me get through.
I've got my mnemonic. Oh my goodness. Over. Oh, tough crap.
Next! Exclamation point.
I don't care.
Over. Next.
I like that.
You know, like, so you say in your mind, you go.
Right.
Over.
What is he saying?
Am I making sense? Never mind. Just forget it. I don't even understand. Are you speaking in tongues? What are you talking about?
Would someone explain it to me, please?
I think he's speaking in tongues because it sounded like cross-citation with that over period.
Next exclamation point. Jonathan, I gotta tell you, I know you're a smart person here on Big Juju Media Radio, but I already checked in.
I know for a biblical proof and fact evidence. What? There are no exclamation points in the Bible.
Oh my God, whatever. I don't think that's it. Okay, you know what? Now, Jonathan,
I understand perfectly what you're saying. It's a little trick that speakers use. You know, like most of the time, the really tacky and bad and sad motivational speakers like to use, you know, those stupid rhyming things.
Okay. If it's not mine, it's not in time, and all that stuff. I'm different though, because if it's not Malou, it's not true.
Because that's different. That's totally different.
Over. But I know what you mean, Jonathan.
It's not in the Bible. Let's keep up with the brain. I'm still not getting it.
I'm still not getting it.
And it's just a little thing to get jiggy with in your mind. It's like, okay, hello, hello.
It's a reminder. You know, I'm tapping my head. I'm beating my head. Totally. Over. Next.
I don't get it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
I still don't get it.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Here's the visual.
What?
The left boob is over. The right one is next.
I got it.
Oh my God, I thought you'd get it now. I get it now. I totally get it now.
So Sheila 1 is over. Next.
Oh, you got it.
I cannot believe this. We are not using things from the Bible that are Christian and sacred and holy.
Oh, relax.
Because all these dumb watts are listening to this show. And they're going to get the vapors. They're going to go out and shoot someone again like their own kid.
You know what? If the idiots of this world go out and shoot each other, I think that's a good thing. As long as they leave the smart people out of it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's right. If you could only round up all the stupid people in a circuit or firing squad in the FEMA camps and somehow incinerate them.
So terrible.
Well, you know, it's just a theory. I'm just saying. You know, it's just a theory.
And put all the hits and Christians in there, too. I mean, as long as we have these FEMA camps sitting around empty and ready to go, and all these tens of thousands of plastic coffins or whatever they are, I mean, it's like millions of them, fill them up and let the UFOs beam them back to the other planet. I don't care, but it's just like I wonder what our show notes are because I don't have mine just yet. I don't have the show notes. I don't have mine. I'm just trying to be as polite as possible. Yes. I have no idea what I'm saying on this show.
Yeah.
I'm not doing another one with no shout out.
Where are they? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
That's right. Well, we do need our show
notes. I think she's printing them out now, so she will pass them out to all of us
during the first news break, which is coming up here in just a few seconds.
All right.
So everyone just sit tight, have a sip of your drink, and we'll be right back
burning,
after these messages from the news.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. For Golden Globes 2018, the nominees are all sexist today because the red carpet is awash with black. And even though that's about colors, somehow the media thinks it's about sexism. There's over $150,000 raised after Roy Moore accuser's home burns down in a suspicious fire, and the international flights at JFK remain stuck in the snow and ice and cold because of global warming caused by the Republican parties and big oil and big cigarettes and big pollution and big something else that's been blacked out by the CIA on my show notes. And I can't read it, because, you know, there's a lot they don't want me to say. There's always a goddamn CIA and CFR person in every single newsroom in the United States. But anyway, I digress. How much time do I have to fill, Sheila 2? Well, that's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara on Big Choo-Choo Media Radio.
There is a way to strike back. When you take my new workshop on how to be classy, you can stick it to the establishment with all their unclassy ways, all their elitist establishment, big media, big pharma ways, and you can walk with class as you shake your ass with sass. I'm doing it now. And two, and three. And this is a jazz tune, so the beat is a little bit different. You gotta step in the right motion, shoulder curve, and do that twist. That's how you do this classy move in my new workshop that's coming up. How to have class with sass and make millions doing so, ladies. Stop letting the establishment tell you who you should be and let class just ooze out of your pores. But keep your hair clean and your nails polished and trimmed. Have the salon touch. Get the runs out of the hose, ladies. I mean, if you're going to have stilettos, can you make sure you walk in them instead of looking like a horse with a limp? I swear to God. And just get out of my way at the grocery store anyway. It's about class with classy living. I'm Catherine Jamie on a Maloon. I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministry, deciphering Jesus and God. I'm almost done with the opening line. Where's Sheila 2? Where's Sheila 2? It's my show notes. I got them just now. I'm going to be reading these on the fly today for Holy Words. We're covering a lesson about, oh my goodness, true versus counterfeit Christianity, as it tells us in Philippians 3:1-3. You know, about 20 years ago, there was a survey done of millions of Protestant children from all kinds of different religions around the world, whether they were white or black or Chinese or Indian or whatever the hell, because God doesn't care where you... the whole point was that they agreed to the following statements. And I quote, says Pernod, "The way to be accepted by God is to try sincerely to live a good life." They agreed to that statement. 60% agreed. Okay, now, here's an interesting fact, though. It says in this next statement, which is, says Purdy, "God is satisfied if a person lives the best life he can." Now, 70% agreed to that. That's very interesting because, you know, God doesn't judge us, so why are we judging ourselves based on these statements? Because that's counterfeit right there. When we judge these kinds of polls, how many of you have heard on the news, this poll says this and this poll says that? Pernod been around a long time. I don't ever recall someone coming to Pernod with a poll, because I tell them just where to stick it. That's a little demon joke that some Satan bugs whispered in Pernod's ear. Whispering, hissing Christians, but anyway, let's get back to this holy words now. So Bernard is going to be going over this Philippians 3:1-3, and we're just going to get to the heart of Jesus's core meaning, core truth with cross-citation bibliotechnics, and that's what Bernard is going to be going into in depth in my new series on true Christianity versus counterfeit Christians.
With Purdy, and sending all your money, by the way. I just always send
right.
money.
Oh, my Purdy. God.
That's right. They do need to send in their money because Jesus needs your money to save people. I
really?
Mean, it's just
right.
the bankers have taken over everything.
That's right. The money changers.
And unless people stand up to the big money and big bankers
here,
and
here.
The Federal Reserve
That's
nonsense.
Right.
Hello.
Demons.
I mean, not even Jesus can save Christians
right.
anymore because everything costs money.
That's right.
And that's not classy.
No.
And it's not Christian.
Oh,
I mean,
my
these
goodness,
counterfeit
no.
bankers
it's the counterfeit
are really
Christians,
just
yeah.
pissing me off.
Pissing
you
Christians.
Know what I'm saying?
Piss.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. The Bush and Obama advisors address the White House response to that Fire and Fury book that just came out and just blasts the Trump administration all back into hell. A couple has been ordered to pay enslaved nanny $121,000 after 2 years of work. And did you know that Uber can find you, but 911 can't? Trump is a seriously flawed human being, and everyone in Congress is concerned, Adam Schiff says. But Foldamay can fold an entire load of laundry in 4 minutes if you do most of the work. And that's it for your headline news now on Jordan McNamara.
I just want to
oh
make sure that, Jonathan, have you received your show notes yet?
No.
Catherine, do you have your show notes
no.
yet from Sheila, too?
I don't have my show notes
That's
yet,
right.
Steve. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about
I
when I go on the
Steve.
Air.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'm next up. So
I know.
I've got to go take a piss.
Well,
so
you hurry up. I will flag down Sheila, too. Sheila,
okay,
are
you
listening
that.
To me through the board, dear? Because I'm talking right now on the air, and I don't have my show notes, and that's...
Sheila.
I need my show notes.
Okay,
here.
Darling.
I'm smiling with class because I am a certified classy living
That's right.
certifiest. And I am a certifier of classy living certified people. So
get it out, darling.
Maybe you should. Honey, are you listening to me? Could you turn up your headphones, dear? There you go, darling.
You
now
permit?
It's the other direction.
Oh, my
there
goodness.
You go. Don't mess up your perm. It looks like a home job. Anyway, honey... You need to attend my workshop on, and you just need to get certified.
Who are you talking to? I'm looking right at you.
The cognitive abilities you seem to be deficient in.
Me?
I think I could fill in a few of those gaps.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Christ. I need a drink, Steve. I'll
what
be right
is
back.
She talking about? She was looking right at me when she said that. Why does everybody look at me when they say that? Where'd everybody go? Hey, where'd everybody go? Well, Pernod had his show notes. I thought I did rather fine. It was just like, I only got through the first two paragraphs, but this is an ongoing series for Pernod about the true versus the fake Christianity. Is everyone coming back? My God, I can't cover like this. Where did everybody go? I'm alone in the studio. Pernod gonna exorcise the demons now with Jesus and God, with Pernod on the studio. Oh, my goodness!
I'm coming in, I'm running, look out! She's very mad. Hi, everyone, I'm Jonathan Icebridge with the Evening Message, and here, throw them to me, Sheila! Alright, I just got my show notes literally just tossed to me. I'm going to read these off live on the air. Today, I'm going to be covering on the Evening Message, 12 weird butthole facts you might not have ever wanted to know because there's a gaping hole in your knowledge. Okay, you know, whatever. So, we're going to be talking about the amazing science behind your anus. So, this is actually a serious topic because the human body's gastrointestinal system has developed a way to take all the amazing nutrients we need out of food, and that's how it nourishes our body. But before packaging what we don't need into neat little parcels of turds that we deliver at a socially acceptable part of the day, there's something else going on, and that is the science of buttholes. And there is some biological evidence of why some men love to, get it up the ass. is this supposed to be for our station? Because this sounds like it's for gay dudes, man. It's like, okay, whatever. So if the men out there can learn to control butthole muscles, you can spunk farther. Okay, it's like, the same muscles you use to hold in farts are the same that help you to spunk. This is like totally new to me, man. So the Kegels or pelvic floor muscles are found by trying to stop peeing midstream or just by tightening the muscles that keep you from passing gas. And like any muscle, dude, doing Kegel exercises can make them stronger. So here are some cool tips you might want to know. I'll probably have to get to them after the news. I'll have to get to them after the news. So, like, we'll just wait. Do you have my outbump music? Because it's like, I'm dragging on here. I'm going to do the tips after the news, Sheila. So, like, cut my show and go to the news. Okay? Yeah.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your continuing headline news now. Washington, D.C. has a growing obsession, and it's called the 25th Amendment when it comes to the president, Donald Trump. Man gets 5 years in prison after a woman posts Snapchat video of her rape, and he didn't even do it. And people are reacting to a pic of Carrie Underwood that was taken just under 5 minutes ago, and it was posted live again and again and again. No one knows how it could be live if it was posted 5 minutes ago. And a Pennsylvania man mistakenly arrested and injected with drugs has recently come out saying, "I'm a ghost." 11 people are dead after a gunfight erupts in the outskirts of Acapulco in some movie about guacamole and what your nightly routine should look like, according to science, if you were one of those people who shot the people in Acapulco. Asia stocks their historic highs and U6 orange bloom, and that's the loom date on the loom late. Okay, and I need to cross that out. That's a CFR joke, I take it. More later with headline news. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Okay, so it's like, I'm going to go cover those tips, you know.
I cannot believe.
For my really weird show notes
that
I'm doing
on
12 weird
show.
Butthole facts you
oh
might have, not have never wanted to know about.
Stinky.
So the average poop happens every once every 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something you need to know.
The tar varmints.
If you push too hard, your rectum can come out of your bum.
No, that's not going comfort.
There's biological evidence about why gay and bi men like to bottom.
What
and
is
if
that?
You have pains in your bum,
what's
you
that?
Need to go to the doctor because it's probably hemorrhoids because you're pushing too hard. And you know that doctors can literally feel anal cancer when they give you a rectal exam.
Oh my God.
Hello everybody, I'm Steve Steinberg with Life Facts Television, and I have a very special guest tonight.
Hi,
and I'm not even sure what she's going to do yet.
I don't think
her show notes will be tossed to a right
so.
Before I get done with this introduction.
Right.
Please welcome Catherine Damian on the loon to the show, everybody.
Sheila, where are my notes? Darling.
Do you have your notes yet? Okay. Welcome to the show, darling.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Sheila.
My God.
Struck me in the head.
Well, what are we talking
apparently
about?
Apparently, I'm going to be talking about several qualities of a classy person.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. Oh, Sheila.
Fabulous.
You're a gem. Mwah.
Wonderful,
I'm
going to
be
Sheila.
Talking about qualities of a classy person, Steve.
Oh, well, let's jump right in then. Let's start off with point number one
okay.
in the qualities of a classy person.
Let me just wing this here as I read it live on the air.
What is
classy
it?
People
yes.
are genuine people.
Oh,
Classy people are genuine.
Of course
Steve.
They
They're
are.
Very
That's right.
down to earth.
They're
deep. Genuine people.
Okay.
Classy people are.
Deeply feeling people. So what is point
okay.
number two? After they're genuine, what else
yes.
is a classy person, Catherine?
Let me just see that as some of the pages are stuck together, I think, with some nail polish. But just let me... Jesus, my hair is a mess now. I just totally got shreds all over my dress. Okay, look, I just got a paper cut from trying to open my show notes. I am so frazzled now. Look at me, I'm a mess. So, where is it? Okay, point number two. Classy people are concerned about their looks. Oh, well, that's me. they value cleanliness, well-fitting clothes that are tight and trim. Clean, starched, and ironed. Shoes clean and polished. Clean and well-groomed. Hands and feet and nails. What do I tell you, ladies? Hair with a salon touch. Get the chips out of your nails. No runny hose, right? Get those toes trimmed and don't let them smell.
I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner, and I'm covering a new series about true Christianity versus counterfeit Christianity. And I've found that all kinds of church-going people, like young people, are confused on the most important question in their life, which should be, how can I be right with God in my life? Are you right in your life? Well, many think that sincerity is a big factor. Well, you'd be wrong. If you're sincere but fake, God'll make you blind and probably cause you to gain weight and trip over people, and you'll have to wear leg braces, and you could suffer some waterboarding incident if the big government ever catches you, because you know they don't like people telling the truth. It's all about fake. So anyway, I'll continue this later with Pastor Burnhead.
I'm Jordan McNamara on Headline News Now. People are applauding Deborah Messing for calling out E! On their own red carpet show. And here's all the celebrities wearing black at the Golden Globes, in case you wanted to look that up. Kelly Clarkson's reaction to seeing Meryl Streep on the red carpet is not black, it's not red, it is something to behold. You gotta look up her photo and her face. And that's it for Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
So, darling, let's continue with these classy tips, these parts of classy people. What are they?
The qualities of a classy person. We were going with being concerned about your looks. You need to have modest apparel, well-maintained dental implants, dental inclusions, exclusions, whatever those are called. Don't wear a lot of perfume, ladies. Cool it with the Giorgio. Okay, you smell like a cloud of gas. You need to have good posture, shoulders back, head back, neck up, ladies. Stop stooping over like the osteoporosis kicked in early, I swear to God. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Animaloo with Mornings with Baloo in the evenings with Millionaire Secrets on how to be a billionaire. I'm going to do classy living tips, continuing my story on the qualities of a classy person. You need to be considerate of other people. Okay. You need to have integrity. You need to be in control. Speaking of being in control. 2, 3, 4. And shoulder back. Head and You know, I never could get that one right. It was supposed to be a triplet as I'm doing that curve swerve. Gotta get my back flips back in shape. Wow. Okay. Continuing the tips, you gotta be polite, lady, and show that you're intelligent. You know, be careful about what comes out of your goddamn mouth. I swear to God. And be slow to anger. I'm so sick of it. Okay. Sheila, honey, there you go. Well, I covered that one. Oh. You know, I should do a workshop on how to do moves that allows you to be classy and lose the weight, build muscle, and get on that keto diet. Have you heard about that? It's like the keto diet is no carbs. I'm so into this because carbs will go straight to your hips instead of your tits. Oh, tough crowd. Anyway, when I was in Vegas playing Cremora Ravel right before my Vegas act failed, I used to binge on carbs because on the way to Vegas was Lou's Route 1 Chevron Texaco and Enchanted Pizza and Shrimp Emporium. They had like a cocaine shrimp coulis that was drizzled all over the pizza with extra thick crust. And it was just like, I mean, like major carb situation. And so by the time I got to Vegas, I was like bloated or something. And it's just like not cool.
Are you done yet? Because it's time.
And that's it for Mornings with Malou.
So, okay. Jonathan, could you just finish your tips? Because I want to start a new thing where
I've
if we're going to cover a subject. Sheila, too, are you listening to this, darling? Let's all listen to this. If we're going to cover a topic or a subject matter on the show, I want us to be able to have the show notes be complete so that we go through the entire show notes so they're not just sitting around, because sometimes the sponsors get, you know, very innovative.
I know.
If we don't cover the entire thing that they want us to talk about. So, Jonathan, you just finish your segment, darling, with those points you were talking about.
All right, well, okay, I'm just going to blow through these, no pun intended. 12 weird butthole facts you might not have ever wanted to know about. So if you have pains in your ass, they could be the plexus of veins in your anal lining. I can't even read this with a straight face, man. Those can bleed without any pain. So, like, get your pain in your ass checked out. Doctors can literally feel anal cancer when they finger your ass. If you still want to know more about your butthole being examined, then you need to go and have a colonoscopy. You can get Botox for your butthole. And I'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, everybody, I'm Pastor Pernick Ferner, and I'm holding this object right here. Can you see that, Margaret? Can you just walk up closer to the TV? You probably have an old vacuum tube television set covered in dust and little miniature football helmets. But, you know, this is a Bible, Margaret. Remember that, a Bible? Crack it open, Margaret.
I'm Jordan McNamara with the last of the headline news now on Golden Globes Evening. The Stranger Things kids owned the Golden Globes red carpet tonight, and hey, LOL, Ellen just asked straight-up Khloe Kardashian about Kylie Jenner straight-up being pregnant, and Tracee Ellis Ross showed up to the 2018 Golden Globes looking like a damn queen, and we need to take notice of that. The Boss Baby is looking dapper AF on the Golden Globes red carpet tonight, and James Franco hosts dinner for his fellow Golden Globes nominees at the Golden Globes. Kylie who? Kendall Jenner debuts a flummer pout, and Amy Schumer wants Globes attendees to call out E on the red carpet. All this from Hollyweird and more at the Golden Globes Awards ceremony tonight with me, Headline News, Jordan McNamara. You know, this is real shit. I'm not doing that again.
Ladies, let's get real and talk about classy living when you're wearing a fur coat and you're walking your toy poodle to the vet. And you drop it off and you say, I need to have it groomed. When you say those words, I need to have it groomed, they ought to know what that means. Not only are they going to give your toy poodle a bath, not only are they going to give it a haircut, but they're also going to examine its anal glands and clean them out so it stops shitting on your fur coat. With classy living, the last thing you need on your coat is shit. Because that wouldn't be classy, would it? No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. Take your poodle to the vet and say, I'd like to have it groomed. Thank you. Okay? All right. Goodbye.
And blackout. That's the end of that.
Well, we're almost near the end of the show, so Jonathan, have you covered your segment? I still use...
No.
Oh, my goodness, you're speaking in tongues.
No, I wasn't.
We could translate that right now. If I just hone into Jesus, I can say what he was trying to say.
Shut up.
Was something... Oh.
Shut up. Jonathan, finish your segment, please, right. On the butthole fat.
Yes, finish, Jonathan, on the butthole fat.
Pink squishy.
All right, I'm going to finish my segment on the butthole fat.
All right.
Continuing where I left off, you can get Botox for your butthole.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who want to bottom like a virgin again, just get your anus rejuvenated and have it shot full of Botox with lasers and something else. I'm not even going to finish that one. People pass 4 liters of gas a day.
Oh, my God.
I'll vouch for that.
2 liter bottles of soda, and that's a lot of gas.
Yeah.
You probably will belch and even fart a little bit without even noticing most of the day, but hey, 4 liters. If you clench your anus, your farts will be noisier.
Oh, my goodness.
These noisy farts are because of something called aerophagia, which is swallowing air. So when you're drinking through a straw, chewing gum, or having fizzy drinks, all this air has to go somewhere and comes out of farts. When your farts smell like something has died, it's because something has, and it's the food you ate.
Oh my goodness.
Stop clenching!
Gentle dams are for buttholes too.
What's
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is.
And here's another one.
God.
Get
what?
Ready.
What?
People with bigger butts are more intelligent. There was a study done at the University of Pittsburgh and the University of California at Santa Barbara. They found that in women they studied, the bigger the butt, the better they scored on cognitive tests.
You are kidding me.
We need bigger hips and butts consistently beat their non-curvy counterparts.
We need an aerosol, Sheila.
The thing behind this is that the hips and butt store essential omega-3 fatty acids, which promote brain growth.
Is that
so
in the
there
Bible?
You go. The bigger the booty, the bigger your brain
God.
Power.
The bigger the smell.
Really? Oh. That's not in the Bible.
That is the end of the 12 weird butthole facts you might not have ever wanted to know.
Open the windows.
I never need to say
open the windows.
Never. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Demon out. You know, Sheila. I never need to hear about the butthole facts again.
No,
the tar varmints or the really comfortables or going comfort.
You farted back there. It stinks. I have it.
Read from Ecclesiastes and cleanse our brains.
That's good. Right.
And it starts with Ecclesiastes. Everything is meaningless.
There you go.
Oh, I don't want
there
to
you go.
That. That's worse right. than the stinky buttholes.
Well, we got to get an aerosol in here. Sheila, here she comes
she's
with one. Thank
it now.
God. Just spray it everywhere, dear. I'm spraying my lavender spray. You know, I've got to rethink this whole thing I've been telling people about. Their big fat ass and their dumb ass spraying. Turns out that's not true.
Sin.